Okay, here's my George Thorogood story. He had this first album out, funny-looking thing on Rounder Records, and it was making a little noise on a small radio station in Marin that had a pretty good audience across the bay in Berkeley. And so George's record was turning on the Berkeley rock crowd that I knew, and he was coming to town playing a benefit for the farm workers' strike at this Berkeley folk club called La Peña. So I made my way out there. The place was jammed, no stage, funky little club, and it was just rocking. And I caught up with him between sets, and I said, I'm with the Chronicle and wanted to do a newspaper article, and if you could step aside and answer a few questions, I could, you know, put one together. And I'm really not used to people who aren't interested in getting their name in the paper. But this guy was definitely resistant. I finally sort of like twisted his arm. There was some deal going on at the club with the upstairs neighbors, and, you know, it was a little contretemps going on over his shoulder. But we went off to this coffee shop, and I was, you know, asking him questions and doing the interview. And the waitress comes over to put some coffee in our cups, and she looks at George and says, are you in show business? And he brightens right up, looks at her and says, yeah, and I'm giving my first interview. So I was in early on the George Thorogood thing. Anyway, I called David Allen, who ran the boarding house, and told him that I thought this act was happening. So David put him into the club like a week later for a week and a half, 2 weeks. And that's when these broadcasts come up there.
I want to tell you a story about the house went blues. I come home one Friday, had to tell my landlady I done lost my job. She said, that don't confront me unless I get my rent money next Friday. Then next Friday I come out and get the rent, and out the door I went. So I go to the landlady, I said, you let me slide. I have the rent for tomorrow, the next day I don't know. She said, let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she was lovey-dovey. I come in one particular evening. The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no. I can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent. She said, I don't believe you're trying to find no job. Said, I seen you today, was standing by the corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired. I've been walking all day. She said, that don't confront me, as long as I get my rent money next Friday. Now next Friday, I come and didn't get the rent, and out the door I went. Streets, you know, people. Down at my good buddy's house. I said, look, man, can you help me out? Let me stay with you maybe a couple days. I'm outdoors, you know. He said, let me go down and ask my wife. I could hear him talking it over in the next room, you know. I hear my buddy say to his wife, he says, I hear his wife say back on him, she says, just kind of make my friend mad, you know. So somewhere in his mind, he believes he's the king of the castle. And he says back to her very distinctly, he says, but she's the queen of the house, and her word is law. She says back to him very distinctly, finally, positively, no way, like forget it. He come out of the house, I could see in his face, I know there was no. He said, look, man, I don't know, she kind of funny, you know. I said, yeah, I know, everybody funny. Now you funny too. Except for the joke's on me, not on you. So go back home. Tell my landlady I got a job. She said, yeah. You gonna pay the rent? I said, oh yeah, everything cool now, baby. And then she was so nice. Lordy, mama, she was lovey-dovey. I do mean lovey-dovey. So I go in my room, pack my things and I go. I slip on out the back door, down the streets I go, down to the local bar. She hollered about the back rent, she'd be lucky to get any front rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. I go to the bar, in this case the local bar happened to be the boarding house. That on Bush Street. Well, I got down there. Everybody was drinking beer and wine. They was feeling real fine. I rent my coat, you know, when I go to the bar. I say, hey, Mr. Bartender, come down here. He got down there. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. See my baby since the night before last. Come here, Mr. Bartender, fill up my glass. I wanna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. When I get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Then I'm sitting there. I'm sitting at the bar. Getting knocked out. I'm getting drunk. Feeling mellow. Look down the bar. I see my bartender. I said, look here, man. Come on down here. What do you got down there? What you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, I ain't seen my woman since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch, and gin. I wanna get high and I want you to listen to me. Won't drinking enough, man, you'd better bring three. When I get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. We'll be right back. Sitting there at the bar, feeling all right. I look down the bar, I see my bartender. I said, come here, man. Go on down to the end of the bar. So what you want? I said, what time is it? He said, the clock on the wall is at 3 o'clock. Oh. Last call for Geritol. So what you need? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, I ain't seen my woman since almost a week. Gotta have a drink so bad I can't even speak. I wanna get high, I ain't had enough. Bring me a triple shot of that stuff. When I get drunk, I'm gonna make it real clear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Boarding House, 1977. Selvin on the City. We'll be back after this.
Yes, baby.